Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I have a crisp, delicious Italian wine. It's the Ghiretto Pinot Grigio. And if y'all know, I don't really drink a lot of Pinot Grigios because they mostly alike. You know, if you had one Pinot Grigio, you had them all. But this one was interesting because I decided to stay on the low-cost wine tip and figure out if the low-cost ones that they rated high, is it actually worth it? So guess where I went? I went to Aldi's. And so Aldi's had this wine here and it was rated an 89. 89 on the wine enthusiast of how good this damn wine is. So I had to go there and find the top rated wines that was low cost. So this is the price point. Price point of this one is a $4.99 wine. So, you know, I was skeptical. Even though they rated it high, I was skeptical because a lot of times with these price points, you're getting a really flat, unflavorful wine. And Pinot Grigio, a lot of them are really hint of flavors and you get a lot of florals and it's really crisp. So you don't get too much flavor out of it. So with that said, I opened this Ghiretto up and me and my wife opened it up with some baked chicken and some oregano based potatoes and asparagus. So normally I have something like that with a Sauvignon Blanc. You know, I go directly to my Oregons and my New Zealands. But I said, let me try this with this Ghiretto because I thought it was going to be flat. And I said, let's just drink through this and get rid of it. So what did I get from here? So you see this pretty pale, you know, really light color. It's not bad at all. You see it? So it's a good look to it. So when we took a smell of it, let's do it again. I immediately picked up the lemon aromas off of that. But not just a squeeze of lemon, but the lemon rind. You know, when you get that lemon rind, you're not really getting a really, really tart smell of that. But you get that rind like, oh, that's a lemon. Who got lemons up in there? So that's what you're getting. You're getting that lemony rind from that with slightly floral. So I don't normally get that. So that was interesting. So I was kind of looking forward to kind of drinking this. So I said, got some florals, got my lemon rind. Maybe it'll be a little more crisp with that lemony taste. And maybe I'll get something a little more different. So I grabbed it. Let's take my taste again. Get that flavor coming out of there. Swirling it, swirling it. So, really nice. So you're getting those really kind of tart taste of the of that lemony tart taste. I say like it's popping with a little orange. You know, that really tangy orange, not that juicy orange. It's like, ooh, the juicy orange. It's like a tart orange, not quite like a tangerine. But that really, those big fat oranges that's really kind of tart. It doesn't have that juicy taste. So you're getting that oranges out there. So I was kind of like, ew, pretty cool. And then it's what they say is some garden grass with crisp, dry-like fruit. I really got a taste and smell of that oregano. So oregano, slightly parsley. I got that out of it. I really got it out of it. And I was kind of like, wow, this really, really went well with our dinner. So I was glad my wife made that. I was like, ooh, delicious. And it was a good choice. So if I would have laid this out and I went to a tasting, I probably would have paid probably around $12, maybe $14. Because, again, me drinking a Pinot Grigio, I'm not getting a lot of those flavors that I'm used to. So when I'm getting these flavors out of there, I'm kind of like, yo, surprise, surprise. So if you're looking for a little flavorful, it's still crisp like a Pinot Grigio should be. It's a little dry. They saying it's a really dry, dry, chalky finish, but pretty silky with no oak. No, you don't get the oak out of it because I'm not a big oak fan anyway, unless it's in my red. I don't like my oak with my white wines. But it's really, really went well. They said this is a lovely Pinot Grigio with a zippy acidity. Yeah, it's not too zippy. I think the acidity is there, but not too zippy. Don't listen to the zippy. Zippy is not accurate. But I enjoyed it. So for a $4.99 bottle of wine, I'm going to buy a couple of these. I'm going to put them up there. And, you know, with these flavors, you can kind of set it off with a lot of things that you're cooking. You'll be able to say, let me try this with some shellfish. Ooh, let me bring this with this. Ooh, let me bring it with that, you know. All of that, you'll be really cool, and you'll probably be able to enjoy it a lot better. So, Aldi's Gueretto Pinot Grigio. This is 2016. They said this is a good 2 to 3 year wine. So, we're going into our 18, but this wine will be gone, bro. So, this one will be gone. But I'm going to jump into, and when I go back, they got some really high-rated wines at Aldi's, and I'm still going to go through that. I haven't had my opportunity to find the actual Target wines, because Target has some high-rated wine as well. So I wanted to try them. I'm on this low-cost kick because I got a couple of expensive $20, $30 wines. Expensive to some, you know, medium to others, but anything over $20, it better be damn good. And I'm not buying a $20, $30 wine without tasting it. So, you know me, if I'm going to a tasting, then I'm not buying it. But Gueretto Pinot Grigio 2016, find it at your local Aldi's store. You'll be able to enjoy this with mostly light tasting floral or grassy type vegetable type food. So enjoy. Thank you so much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and we'll see you next week with another wine. Take care.